Da soll sich nicht so berichten, es geschlagen wird, wenn Yehudim sich, der Shabbos darf ein sein. Rabbi Avuha said that a cup used for benching, a cup of wine used for benching needs one part wine and three parts water, all together adding, becoming a revius. Rabbi said we can prove this from our Mishnah as well. Our Mishnah said that in general, liquids to be carried out, b'chayiv, you have to have a revius. Mishnah says though, undiluted wine, you know, only your chayiv, even if you only take out enough to make a kais, which the Gemara then explained from a brisa, means the kais of benching, which the whole kais needs to be a revius. And Rava holds elsewhere that in order to make a proper cup of wine, you need three parts of water for every one part of undiluted wine. So the chayiv, the Mishnah is saying that you take out a quarter of a revius of undiluted wine, you're going to be chayiv, that's considered to be a davar chashuv. So you see from over here, that must be the right ratio for a kosher bracha. Bai says this is not a good right. Number one, we see a Mishnah in Nida that says that the proper color of wine to be used as a comparison to Dam Nida is when it's mixed 2-1, not 3-1. So you see the proper dilution is 2-1, not 3-1. And second of all, even if a revius of mixed wine is chashuv, a quarter of a revius of undiluted wine, when it's in its undiluted state, would still not be considered a davar chashuv. That can't be right. Rava says, first of all, Rava answers, the Mishnah Nida is talking about Shemroini wine, and Shemroini wine is weaker than other wine, that's why it's only diluted 2-1, not 3-1. Or you can say that the Mishnah is referring to color, not taste. For color, 2-1 is the right color to get to that color that we're talking about, but for regular taste, 3-1 is the proper ratio. And with regard to the second question, the small amount of undiluted wine is itself considered significant, because that's what you're going to use for a whole kais, and that's why someone's chai for carrying it out, even before it gets mixed with water. In a brisa, Rav Nosson says that you're chai for carrying out congealed wine the size of a kazayas, because that really is the amount of a revius. Rabbi Yosef wants to say that really Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing, because he says the same idea legabe blood, that it has to be the congealed blood to be metama has to be the size of a kazayas. But Abaya says you can't compare the case of wine and blood; they have different consistencies, and therefore lav dafka is the same ratio. Mishnah said cholav kidei gemiya. Rav Nachman Yisrael brings a raya from a pasuk that gemiya is actually spelled with an aleph, not with an ayin. Rav Bar Ula brings down that garinin is spelled with an ayin based on a pasuk. Rav Dimi brings down from a pasuk that oimimus is spelled with an ayin. Rav Yechanan brings from a pasuk that me'amtsin is spelled with an ayin. Bryce says someone takes out cow milk, he's chayiv if it's enough to swallow. If he takes out human milk or the white of an egg, he's chayiv if it's enough to put into an eye solution. If he takes out the eye solution, he's chayiv if it's enough to mix with water. Rashi says, does it have to be enough to actually apply to the eye, or is it enough that even if someone gets stuck on the finger, so you don't have enough really for the eye? Is that considered enough? Also, teiku. Mishnah said dvash kdei liten ala kosis. Rice explains it means you took out enough honey to put on top of the wound. Rav Ashi says he needs to put enough honey on the entire top or only on the very, very top of the wound. Teiku. Yehuda and Mirav said Hashem created nothing in His world without a really proper purpose. Meaning, a worm, like from Lamashal, a worm was created to heal a wound, a fly was created to heal a hornet sting, a gnat was created to heal a snake bite, the snake was created to heal shchin boils. A spider was created to heal a scorpion bite. Bryce says there are five instances where a stronger thing is afraid of a weaker thing. A lion is afraid of a mafgia, a small creature that gives a big yell. The elephant is afraid of a gnat. The scorpion is afraid of a spider. Eagle is afraid of a swallow. The leviathan is afraid of the kilbis, which is a small fish that kills larger fish by going into their ears. Zaire once found Rabbi Yehuda to be in a very good mood. He therefore asked him a bunch of questions that to explain certain things that he felt he otherwise would never want to answer. So he asked a whole bunch of questions. We'll run through them. And each one give with an explanation. Each one was asked by Rav Zeira. We'll just give the answer of Rabbi Yehuda, the explanation. He explained the goats of a herd are always lead the sheep because it's like mice operations. First dark, then light. Goats are dark. Sheep have tails that cover their area, their private areas, but goats don't because sheep provide us with coverings, their wool. Camels have short tails because they eat thorns, and if they had long tails, we'd get caught in the thorns. Oxen have long tails because they're in the swamps and they need to swat away the flies and the gnats. Grasshoppers' antennas are soft because they live in the trees, the willow trees, and if they were hard, they would break off every time they bump into the tree, and that would cause them to go blind. Roosters have their lower eyelid go over their upper eyelid because that helps to prevent from the smoke. They're always on top of houses where there's smoke, and if they didn't have that, it would blind them. A door is called a dasha because it's a contraction of derech shom. Steps are called darga, it's a contraction of derech gag. Dipping socks is called maskolisa. It's a contraction of mosai tichla, that when is it going to finish, because it takes such a long time to finish. House is called besa, boi visev ba, come and sit in it. Small house is called a biksa, it's like bay aksa, a small place. The kufta measurement is called so because it's kuf visev, turn it over and sit on it, because it's a box that held that measurement. Bricks are called livni, because it's a contraction of livnei binei, it's for your grandchildren, because it'll stand for a long time. Willow fence is called a hutza, because it's a chatzitza, a partition. Barrel is called chatzpa, because it's chaytzev mayim, it draws water. Small keli is a kuza, because people say it kazeh, they're like this, that's, you know, they make a motion with their hands. Adasim are called shutisa, because it's shitusa, it's like fools. People dance at weddings and look like fools when they hold hadasim when they dance. A washing bin is called Meshichla because it's Mashe Kula. It washes everything. Fancy washing keli is called a Mashchilta because it's Mashia Kalsa. A bride washes with it. A Kala. A hand mortar is called a Sisa because it's chaserta. It's like missing. It's missing something. It's missing. It's a hollowed piece of wood. The piece that you use to crush on is called a buchna because it's boy ve'akena. Come and hit on it. Clothing is called levusha because it's lo yevusha. No embarrassment. Save this person from embarrassment. Coat is called a glima because it's goylem. It's shapeless. Fancy coat is a gulsa because it's gale ve'esev. Exposes himself because he picks it up before he sits down. A bed is called a purya because people do pruruvu on it. Dry water pit is called a barzinka because barze noki, it's empty. Head wrap is called a sudra because soyd Hashem lireya, of chashuva people wear this. A palace is called an apadna because a pischa dein, this door all must come because it's a chashuva place. Rice says three animals get stronger as they get older, fish, snakes, and pigs. Mishnah says shemen kadei losuch ever cotton. Rihanna said yechai for carrying enough oil to anoint a small limb of a one-day-old baby. Rice seems to suggest it's either enough for a small limb of a grown person or a large limb of a baby. The Rice no actually means a small limb of a one-day-old baby. It's not. There's another brisa with his machleik, and Shimon Lozer and Rav Nosson exactly how much oil you need to take out to be chaya. But another brisa then says, Rav Shimon Lozer clearly holds a Rabbi Yanai that you're chaya for taking out the amount of oil you need to anoint the small limb of a one-day-old baby.